morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Amen. Praise God. I've been feeling in my spirit, and I think the ambassador, who was here last week, how many of you enjoyed the ambassador from Burundi? Wonderful man of God, wasn't he? Now, I don't know if you know, but a couple of years ago, some of you weren't here, I'm sure, but we had a gentleman and his wife, two ministers come out here, A.L. Gill. Remember Gill? Fantastic people, healing ministry. He must be in his late 80s by now. And someone from church, Miss Ina, sent me a little email showing me Dr. A.L. Gill being given by the ambassador of Burundi the award for the Golden Rule. Isn't that cool? And I've been thinking just before, because I used his teaching on Thursday. I used the book of A.L. Gill in the healing school. I said, maybe we should get him back again. Then this came. So God speaks to us in different ways. Amen. So we'll find out where he is. But he was a wonderful man of God. Amen. And so God is moving. How many of you believe God's moving in the earth today? Amen. Is God moving in your life? You see, sometimes we don't know who we are and we don't know where we are. And when you don't know who you are or where you are, you're not going to go where you're supposed to go. And the ambassador was talking about a lot of people don't know who they are in Christ. And that's the truth. Many people don't. And you might have heard this kind of teaching before, but that doesn't mean you've got it down. Because faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's a continual ongoing thing. And just because you heard about healing the first time, you didn't get healed the first time. It took some hearing and change your belief system. And so some of us don't know who we are. Some of us, when you answer the phone or someone answers the phone, you say, hi, it's just me. That's the count. And when you say that, that reveals what you think of who you are. You may think, no, but it's just a saying. No, it's not. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's just me. And you don't see yourself as who you really are. Do you understand what I'm saying? And God reveals to us in His Word. In God's Word, He says, there you are, there. Yes. A little boy was playing marbles in the street and a traveling salesman came riding by. And he stopped, not sure where he was. And he said to the little boy, excuse me, little boy. He rolled his window down and said, excuse me, little boy, where am I? And the kid said, there you are, right there. Some of us don't have a clue. Do you know, when you go into a shopping mall and you want to find a store. Now, it may be five floors of shopping mall, some big ones, right? Or two or three. Yeah. And you want to find a store. Let's say you want to find a Starbucks. And you go to a big board. There's a big board, is there not? A directory board, is that correct? Yeah. And you look for in alphabetical S star, and it says third floor, and you look on the and it says, and you see Starbucks. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
But until you know where you are, it's not going to do you any good because you don't know if you must go up or down.
That's right.
That's why you'll see a big X that says, you are here.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, where you know where you are, then you know where to go. Amen. And most Christians, well, not most, but a lot of Christians don't know who they are and don't know where they are.
Amen.
And they're being defeated on a daily basis when they should be walking in victory on a daily basis. Amen. So when you answer the phone, you say it's just me. Well, what about greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world? So when they phoned you, did you leave the Holy Spirit out?
No.
Did you leave who you really are out? You know, the Bible says that when you were crucified with Christ, in fact, let's look at Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. I want to show you who you are in Christ, because when you know who you are and where you are, you'll walk in your abundant authority.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Galatians 2:20, look what he says. I am crucified with Christ. I am. Now, in the Amplified, in the American Standard Version, and in the New International Version, and many others, it says, I have been crucified.
Yeah.
Everyone say, I am.
I am.
And say, I have been.
I have
You see, it's present tense, past tense. Can you turn me down a little bit, please, Jeff? And so, I am or have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, right? So he says, I am crucified with Christ, or I have been crucified with Christ. Well, how many of you were there physically to get crucified? No. None of us. You see, the Apostle Paul wrote this down, and it was given to him of God. Obviously, all scriptures inspired of God. So he wrote down what God told him to write down. The Apostle Paul, do you know, wasn't even in Jerusalem when they crucified Jesus, according to what I've read. He wasn't even there. So how can he say, I was crucified with Christ? If you look at Jesus being crucified, you would have seen Jesus in the middle, a thief on this side and a thief on that side. Now, the problem with this is I can relate to the thief on either side, but I can't relate to the man in the middle, Christ, because I know who I am and I know what I've done and I know how filthy I've been. In fact, when people saw Jesus in his hometown, he couldn't do anything there because they said, we know you. We know who you are. You are Mary's son. You're Joseph's son. Who do you think you are? You see, and the problem is, how many of you know that there's a thing called identity theft? Jeff, I need to come down just a bit, please. There's a thing called identity theft. Any of you heard of identity theft? Right?
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
That is when somebody steals your identity, gets your social security, gets your name, gets your address, gets all your details about you, right? And then what happens is they can now, if they can steal your identity, they can steal your goods. Is that true or not? In fact, some people might have even had it happen to them in this church. We had £2,000, not dollars, pounds, stolen out of our account. There was about $3,000. But we got it back. We were able to get it back. Because people come with their schemes and plans. And that's exactly what the devil does. It's exactly what the devil does to you. Do you understand? What am I talking about? Well, when you say, I'm sick, that's a false identity. Because by my stripes you are healed, Christ said. So you've got a false identity when you say, I can't afford it. Jesus said, all the gold, the cattle, everything belongs to me. And I became poor so you can be rich. So when I say, I can't afford it, I'm broke, I've got an identity crisis on my hands. When Adam and Eve were created in perfection by God, remember that? And they would walk with God every single day in the afternoon, in the cool of the day. They'd walk with God and they'd talk with God. And there was no concern for anything other than being with God. He was supplying everything they needed. He was everything they needed. And he was protecting them and everything they needed. Is that right? But then the devil came in and he says to Eve, do you really want to be like God? Now, I ask you this. God said in the beginning, let us create man and woman what?
In his image.
In what?
In our image.
That's Genesis 1, right? And in our likeness. So God created man and woman, right?
Yeah.
Obviously in his image and in his likeness. Is that right?
Yeah.
So they were like God. And the devil came to give them an identity crisis. And he came with a trick question saying, if you really want to be like God, they were already like God, but he comes in and he says, you're not, by saying, if you want to be. If you were healed, and I came to you and said, if you want to be healed, I'd be referring to you being sick. Wouldn't that infer that you're sick?
Yes.
Is that right? So you healed, I come and say, if you want to be healed, that infers you're sick. They were like God, he comes and says, do you want to be like God? That infers you're not. And they got the identity crisis. Not believing God, the truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So they fall for the trick and the deception, and he was able, the enemy, to steal everything. And what happened then? Adam gave the devil 100% legal right to take everything that belonged to him. He took the earth, because remember when Jesus came to the earth and he was tempted by the devil said, if you bow down to me, I'll give you all of this. It couldn't have been a temptation if it wasn't the devil's to give.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
The Bible says he was tempted and he said, if you obey me, I'll give you all of the earth. Because God gave man and woman the legal right, Adam and Eve, the legal right and the authority over all the earth. Remember, he created them and then he said, go forth, multiply and have authority over everything. But then the devil came and they switched allegiance to the devil by believing his lies, and he then was able to take everything away that was theirs rightfully. Jesus came to get it back. Is that right? He came to get it back. And so the identity crisis caused a lot of problems. And there are Christians today, even after they're born again, I've been crucified with Christ. Paul recognized it. He got the revelation. He said, but I don't live. Christ lives in me. And that life I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God who lives in me, who died for me. Yeah. Great is he that's in me. I'm a new creation.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. And we have an identity crisis. We don't know who we are. We don't know where we are. There was a couple having a big argument. And they were on their way to Orlando. And they had a big fight and they were arguing because the husband said, when we get to Kissimmee, we're going to get something to eat. And she said, it's not Kissimmee, it's Kissimmee. He said, no, it's Kissimmee. She said, it's Kissimmee. Now, how many husbands and wives have ever had a fight over stupid things?
Oh, yeah.
Just me? All of you, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can argue over the silliest thing on the planet. Is that right? I put the top on the tube. Amen. Hello. And so they had this big fight, but I mean, it was so bad that they were like ready to divorce each other. So they get to Kissimmee and they stop off in a Burger King and they get into the Burger King and they're sitting down at the Burger King and they're ready for like murder. And the waitress comes and the husband says to the waitress, please, our life depends on what you're going to tell us now. Our life depends on what you tell us. We need to know, because really, this is important. Tell us clearly and tell us slowly and precisely. Where are we? And she looks at them and she says, Burger King. You see, too often we're asking the wrong question. We're asking the wrong question. And we're getting the wrong answers. Who am I in Christ? In the Word of God, he says, there you are. One of the places I love is 2 Corinthians 2:14. He says, what does he say? Now thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph. Where? In Christ. There you are, right there. You see, and there are over 130 scriptures telling you who you are, where you are, why you are, and how you are in Christ. Amen. But we don't know these things. Or if we read it, we read in Him.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.